Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be talking about diversity in marketing. And believe it or not, I'm actually going to give you some really simple tips that will help to make your marketing so much more well-rounded. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I know that I've been quiet on this podcast for the last, kind of like the last week, but I've been very vocal on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just for some reason, I wasn't feeling like creating podcasts, but this is the perfect episode to come back with. And I want to share this on so many levels, not just because of this revolutionary time that we're going through in the United States, and to be honest, I think in other countries as well, but also because this is just really good common sense that a lot of us missed in marketing. And it's funny because I think sometimes like you don't realize it until someone gives you that oh moment that makes a lot of sense. So I want you to think real fast about like when you're scrolling through, like let's say men, when you're scrolling through like a woman's magazine. And if you haven't ever done this, next time you go to Target or next time you go to a store that has magazines, grab like a ladies magazine, not Vogue. Those are like the really fun, classy ones, but like grab like something kind of trashy, like Cosmopolitan or Glamour, and start to flip through the magazine. And what I want you to notice is the advertisements that you see, especially in the first like 20 pages of the magazine. Ladies, I want you to grab an edition of Men's Health or a similar man magazine. And the reason for this is I want you to kind of flip through those advertisements and see if it feels weird or different or uncomfortable, or maybe you're like, none of this speaks to me at all. And then I challenge you to switch to the opposite genders magazine, so that this way you're getting like the traditional men's magazine angle, the traditional women's magazine angle. And I want you to kind of notice like the major differences that you see in the marketing. What kind of people do you see? What kind of appeal is being used? Did one magazine speak to you over the other? Now, I know for like my husband, Paul, we've talked about this a lot because magazines have always really bothered him, and magazines do bother me too. So we actually only buy them when we're cutting them up for vision boards. And even then I'm like, I don't want my kids to see these because there's so many lies in them. But lies aside, let's talk about the advertisements that we see. So Paul, you know, after flipping through one of these magazines, because he was building his vision board, he was like, I cannot believe over and over and over again how these magazines are basically just showing you over and over how you are not perfect. And I was like, whoa, that's what you got from those advertisements? And he was like, it's so clear. I mean, these are perfect women over and over and over again. And then them selling you the products. And like, I kind of went back and looked and I was like, wow, you're right. Like they're telling me my pores are broken. My stretch marks are wrong. My hair isn't shiny enough. It's not bouncy enough. But then I wanted to take it to another, like another level. And I was thinking about like my daughters and how I would feel if my daughters were scrolling through this magazine. And I think about like Dakota. Dakota is half Filipina. And she definitely looks Filipina. She actually kind of looks like a little bit Hawaiian too, but she's half Filipina. And I was like, oh my gosh, every girl in these 30 pages of advertisements have these tiny little European tweaked plastic surgeon noses. Like, what if she grows up only seeing those tiny noses, thinking that that is the ideal and that that's what she has to have to be beautiful? And then I thought about my daughter, Delilah. And my daughter, Delilah, she is not a petite frame, but I mean this in the best way. She is muscular. Like if you try to pick her up, she is so much heavier than she looks because she is really strong. Like it's insane. She can pick up weights. She can like She has a lot of endurance. She's really good at tennis. So she's got this like just solid build. And I'm like sitting here thinking like, what if she grows up believing that all of these advertisements are explaining the ideal woman and that the ideal woman has a smaller rib cage than her or a thinner leg? Like, what is she going to do? Is she going to starve herself like when she has a healthy body? So as I started to think about this more and more, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to see now how somebody that looks different from me may not see themselves in advertisements. And so this is my challenge to you guys as well, because I went through this process a few years ago. I started to realize, oh my gosh, the people that I want to serve are not seeing themselves in my advertisements, whether that is a gay couple or a lesbian couple, whether it is a black woman, whether it is a mixed race family, like they're not seeing themselves in my marketing. And so one of the biggest things that I want you to really do right now is take a moment and pull out a notebook and think about all of kind of the descriptions that you have for your ideal target market. And one of the things that's really crazy is most of the time, unless you are a specific beauty product line that's only intended for a certain race, you basically will notice that you do not have race on your list of descriptions for your ideal target market. And if that is the case, unless your product, like I said, is like a light skin BB cream, or unless your product is specifically for natural curl, then it is not, sorry, I'd like started to choke there. It is not something that is described by like race. So start to ask yourself, am I being inclusive with my marketing? Would my target market across the board see themselves in my advertisements? Would they see, a nose that is not the typical European nose? Are they going to see eyelids that are hooded? Are they going to see real pores? Like, start to ask yourself these questions. What about women who don't have perfect bodies? What about men that don't have perfect bodies? Start to kind of make a list. And one of the best ways to do this is to actually kind of like stalk your customers and clients. Really go into their Facebook profiles and take a look at them, their family, what their hair looks like, what their skin looks like, what their body type looks like. And then go through all of your marketing. It's just as easy to do this as it is to pick a bunch of like white European skinny girls in your marketing. But you're going to say, are my different customers represented in this marketing? I know for me, this whole conversation stemmed from me seeing my daughters and realizing I don't ever want them to look at marketing and being like, oh, so my mom looks like the ideal. And I only say that because I am fair-skinned, white, blonde hair, thinner frame. Like, I don't ever want my kids to think like everyone in advertisements looks like my mom. Does that mean I should look like my mom? No, sweetheart, you are Filipina. No, sweetheart, you are Latina. And so I want you to think about your kids, think about your friends, think about your friends' kids, think about the people at your church, the people at the supermarket, think about your customers and ask yourself, are they seeing themselves in my advertisements? And if not, feel free to poll a couple of them. Ask them, like, does this, you know, do these pictures feel like, you know, a representation of you? Do you see yourself in this lineup? And I think that that is a very powerful way to start incorporating diversity into your marketing until it becomes an unintentional thing, just something that you do by as second nature. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, everyone.